everybody. My name is Harun Toksöz. I am from University of Arkansas, and I'm working on my master's degree with Dr. Rothrock. Today, I'm going to talk about the efficacy of sterile inhibiting fungicides and SAR chemicals for the control of the black root rot of cotton. And as you know, black root rot is one of the serious problems, one of the major seedling diseases of cotton in all over the world. And also there has been a synergistic interaction between nematodes and black root rot. So today I'm going to talk about these studies. And also I want to mention SAR chemicals. SAR also is called as systemic acquired resistance. These chemicals have no phytotoxic activity or direct activity against fungi or other pathogens. They just induce plants' own resistance system. And my outline, first I'm going to start out with black root rot. Then I will give you a little bit background information about sterile inhibiting fungicides and SAR chemicals. Then my objective, I'll mention our materials and methods. I'll talk about my results. Then I'll finish my talk with my our conclusions. As you know, black root rot is caused by Psilocybe spicula, which is found all major production areas in all over the world, and the pathogen has a host range of more than 230 species. And fortunately, the disease does not kill the plants, but it causes stunting that results in less vigorous plants, as this whole process delays the flowering and reduces the yield. And there are two sterile inhibiting fungicides that are labeled against Psilocybe spicula. These fungicides are mycobutynol and triadimenol. And in previous studies, they were shown to be effective, or they were shown to have reduced this black root rot in studies. And they have been in use more than 15 years. And there is only one SAR chemical, which is Bion. As you know, the active ingredient is acybenzoate S-methyl, and this the Bion was registered effective as in Australia, and this was the initial study in 2005. Right now, I'm going to talk about this study. They studied the effect of Bion on disease severity and shoot height, and Mondal et al. Was the others who did this experiment. First, they soaked, or cotton seeds were soaked with the concentration of acybenzoate S-methyl 0, 25, and 50. Then they measured the shoot, they measured the black root rot severity by using the 0 to 10 scale, and they measured the shoot height a centimeter at 19 days after planting. When we look at the bars, this bar is showing the black root rot severity. And their study showed that the severity of black root rot was reduced 44 to 58%. As the rate of acybenzoate increased, and also shoot height increased significantly, as you see here, as the rate of acybenzoate S-methyl was increased. The objective of our study was to evaluate the efficacy of sterile inhibiting fungicides and SAR chemicals alone and in combination on black root rot. These are the fungicides or chemicals we have used. Sustained, as you know, mycobutynol, and Bion is acybenzoate S-methyl. Materials and methods. We both conducted, we both used artificially infested soil and naturally infested soil, and we conducted our experiments in growth chamber, artificially infested experiments. Also, we did conduct naturally infested experiments in growth chamber and also in the field. First, I'm going to talk about our artificially infested experiments. We conducted controlled environmental experiments. The environmental conditions were 15 degrees Celsius nighttime, 24 degrees Celsius daytime, regulated by 14 hours daylight period. Then, after pasteurizing the soil, we infested our soil with Melodogyna incognita alone, or Psilocybe spicula alone, or both pathogens, or none. And we used 16x per gram of soil for Melodogyna incognita. For Psilocybe spicula, we used 100 chlamydia spores per gram of soil. Then we used 15 different seed treatments, and we terminated our experiments 28 days after planting. And this experiment was repeated twice. For our naturally infested experiments, we both conducted controlled environmental experiments and field experiments. for our controlled environmental experiments, we use 7 different seed treatments, and four replications, and by using 3 different soils, having Thelopsis vascula alone, Thelopsis vascula plus root knot nematode, and Thelopsis vascula plus reniform nematode. For our field experiments, we used 11 different treatments, and we conducted our experiments in the field where the soil has severe black root knot and root knot nematode problem. Then this is our data collection procedure. We assessed the percent root discoloration by using the 0 to 10 scale. 0 means no discoloration, then they increase by 10%, and 10 means the discoloration between on the root system between 91% to 100%. For hypocotyl discoloration, we use 1 to 4 scale. 1 means healthy to slight discoloration, 3 lesions, and 4 girdling lesions. Also, galling associated with root knot nematode was counted on the root system and tap roots. For the root system, we use 1 to 7 scale. 1 means no galls. 7 means the galls on the root system 100 or more than 100. For tap roots, we use 1 to 4 scale. 1 means no galls, and 4 means galls on the tap roots 7 or more than 7. Also, after doing all this, we plated all roots onto special media, which is TBCN, to check the percent discoloration by using the 0 to 10 scale and to check the incidence of the disease. Then right now, I'm going to talk about our results. First, I'm going to start out with our artificial lymphacy experiments, then natural lymphacy experiments using controlled environmental experiments and field experiments. Let's take a look at these tables. First, this is from our artificial lymphacy experiments from selected treatments. As you see here, here is untreated, here is Dynasty CST, and here also Dynasty CST, different rates of bion also here you can see, and cystein. So from here, we conclude that Dynasty CST or Dynasty are not reducing the root discoloration at all. And also when we look at the cystein, effect of cystein, Cystein is the best, even if it's not statistically different, numerically it's providing the best control. And also here the cystein is providing the good control. When we look at the bion, effective bion, also bion is effective when it is used 0.6 gram for 100 kilogram soil, 100 kilogram of seed. So from here we conclude that bion is also effective and cystein is also working. Then these data is from our experiments, which was done with nematode and without nematode. This data is combined data. Then what's going on with naturally infested soil? This soil with Thelopsis vascula plus root knot nematode, reniform nematode. When we look at this is naturally infested soil. All these treatments have base treatments, and this does not have any cystein or bion, as you see here. So from here, we can see that cystein or any treatment that has cystein or bion or both can reduce root discoloration. But when cystein is used double rate with this constant rate of bion, it provides better control. And this is under moderate population, 24 propagules. When we look at the higher population, which is 113 propagules, this soil has severe Thelopsis vascula plus root knot nematode problem. When we look at here, none of the treatments are really looking good, but even if they are not statistically different, any treatment that has cystein or bion or both can reduce the root discoloration numerically. Even if they are not statistically different, they reduce root discoloration numerically. When we look at one of the growth parameters, which is node, even if we have under high population, even if we have severe disease problem, plants are not really affected, and plants can recover from the disease, even if we don't have any statistical difference. Growth is not affected by the disease a lot. This is from our field experiment done in 2007. And look at here, here's also these, all these treatments have base treatments. So also root discoloration, here is root discoloration. None of the treatments are still statistically different, but numerically, any treatment that has cystein or bion or both can reduce root discoloration. Even if it's not statistically different, numerically they can reduce root discoloration, and they are different from this or control. And when we look at the incidence of the disease, if we don't have cystein or bion or both, the incidence is almost 90%. If we use cystein or bion or both, the incidence of disease is below 60 or between 50 or 60. And suggesting that since we conducted this experiment in the field, I might have rated something, you know, everything can cause blackening in the field. We have all other pathogens. When we look at the galling, also galling was counted associated with root knot nematode. Any treatment that has Avicta or Tamic, which are nematicides, can reduce galling, and they are significantly different. And for me, maybe we can say, even if this is not statistically different, Tamic can provide better control. From these experiments, our conclusions were steroid-inhibiting fungicides are effective. Also, bion is effective, but, however, as the population of the pathogen increases, the effect of steroid-inhibiting fungicides or bion becomes less. They become less effective, especially bion, as it was reported in Texas Lubbock by Steven Allen. As the population increases, bion becomes less effective. But even if any treatments are not statistically different, plant growth are less affected if we use cystein or bion. And incidence of the disease is lower with cystein or bion. If you have any questions, I'd like to answer. Thank you so much. Yeah, we are going to measure, but I haven't gotten this data. We are going to get this data too. Thank you so much.